Hello and welcome to these pre-show notes for Jellyfish by Ben Wetherill, directed by Tim Hoare for the Bush Theatre. The designer is Amy Jane Cook, the sound is designed by Ella Wahlstrom, and the lighting by Jamie Platt. The audio-described performance is at 2:45 on Saturday, July the 14th. There'll be a touch tour at 1:45. These notes will be read live through the headsets at 2:30 to allow you to refresh your memory and check that your headset's working, and the performance itself begins at 2:45. The play lasts for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and there's one interval. Please note that the touch tour at 1:45 and the performance at 2:45 are both a quarter of an hour later than the usual times at the Bush. Jellyfish is being staged in the Studio Theatre at the Bush, an intimate venue which seats just 70 people in a room little more than 8 metres square. For this production, the acting area is in the centre, with the audience seating on 3 sides. The play is set in Skegness in the present day. The moment we enter the auditorium, the sounds of surf breaking and the squawk of gulls tell us that we're at the seaside. The crunch and give of sand underfoot confirms it. If you visit the theatre wearing sandals, you might even feel a few grains between your toes, for the whole floor is covered in a thick layer of rich orange sand, which extends to the first row of audience seating. Facing the auditorium door, a ramp runs up the middle of the performance area towards the back wall. It's a pier, about 4 metres long and 3 wide, constructed of light wooden planks. The slope of the pier is quite shallow. It's probably no more than half a metre high at the back. 2 rails rise at the back and curve down into the space behind the pier, like handrails on the ladder of a swimming pool, and there's a pair of black trainers about halfway down the pier on the right-hand side. At the back right corner of the pier, a board propped against the wall is the shape of a huge ice cream cone, its white top spiralling upwards. It's surrounded by fairground lights, which, when switched on, rise in a bulbous V-shape. A white surfboard rises from the foot of the cone to rest its tip against the right-hand corner of the studio, near the ceiling. It has Vegas printed on it in purple capitals and a picture of a rocket. On the left back corner of the ramp, a merry-go-round horse leans against the wall, propped up as though it's rearing. The horse is sideways onto us and painted in bright colours, red, yellow and green. Beside it, what looks like a square blackboard with the brightly coloured words free and plenty of prizes on it. As the story unfolds, we discover that this is actually a fold-away metal table with a black top. The legs are turquoise, and 3 matching turquoise chairs are stowed near the fairground objects on right and left. The letters S and K are on the wall above the horse, in fairground lights, and a long red and yellow sign rises from beside the horse to run to the left-hand corner of the studio, reflecting the diagonal line of the surfboard on the other side. The sign reads, "Cheeseburgers, Chips, Chicken," in bright yellow capital letters. As the story unfolds, and at the interval, the fairground lights and the food sign and the surfboard light up. A blue wash of light from behind the pier indicates the sea, yellow suggests sand, and pink could be a sunset. A row of large round theatre lights is fixed on the back wall near the ceiling, and small fairground lights are slung over the audience on all 3 sides. Banks of pink light bulbs are on the left and right side walls, and a large banner by the auditorium door bears the words, "We hope you enjoyed your ride," with "Way Out" and a big arrow towards the door. This door and another on the opposite side of the studio form the entrance and exit doors for the cast, who walk through the auditorium to reach the performance space. We meet 4 characters, 2 men and 2 women. All of them are white. The first to arrive is Kelly, a determined woman of 27 who often looks younger than her years. Kelly is barely 5 foot tall, with a round face, brown eyes and short chestnut hair clipped back off her face with a slide, like a schoolgirl. We first meet her barefoot, wearing sand-coloured trousers and a blue and white top under a turquoise anorak. If Kelly disagrees with somebody, she's hard to deflect. In an argument, she often stands rigid, hands curled at her side, fixing the other person with a single-minded stare. Kelly has Down's syndrome and is played by Sarah Gordy, who also has Down's. Her mother, Agnes, is in her early 40s, a slender woman in casual clothes. Her tanned face looks tired and a little lined, and her streaked blonde hair is scraped off her face in an elastic band, then twisted into a bun at the back of her head. She often looks preoccupied and strained, but when roused, her blue-eyed stare is a match for her daughter's. We first meet Agnes in a charcoal anorak with peach facings, grey leggings and dark sand shoes. Her outfits are all similar and always practical, as if she's no time to pay attention to what she wears. Agnes is played by Penny Laden. Neil is in his 30s, a thin man of medium height with mousy brown hair and prominent features. A dark beard frames his narrow face. We first meet him in beige chinos, black trainers and a blue and red polo shirt with the legend Lucky Strike in white. But Neil doesn't behave as if there's anything lucky in his life. He's a little round-shouldered and sometimes looks ill at ease. He has a habit of staring at his feet. He's played by Ian Bonar. And finally, Dominic appears in an ill-fitting black suit, incongruously worn over a white T-shirt with a bold black and red design of two heads half hidden beneath his jacket. Dominic is in his 20s. He's stiff, holding himself very straight. He has a square face, regular features, and wavy jaw-length fair hair brushed back. He could be good-looking, but his face is always serious, and he stares straight ahead, never meeting anybody's eyes. Dominic has Asperger's. He's played by Nicky Priest. That's the end of these pre-show notes. Goodbye.